From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Chinese President Xi Jinping said today they are looking forward to a new era of cooperation between the two countries. After the two held a short meeting in Beijing, Tillerson said the U.S. is looking forward to a first-ever meeting between Xi and President Trump, an apparent reference to unconfirmed reports of plans for Mr. Trump and the Chinese president to meet in Florida next month.
President Trump places a very high value on the communications that have already occurred between yourself and President Trump, most particularly the very lengthy telephone conversation where there were very good exchanges to improve the understanding of China's view of the relationship with the United States and President Trump's view as well.
She reiterated comment from his phone conversation with Mr. Trump last month when the two leaders agreed to further U.S.-China cooperation. North Korea's news agency said they ground-tested a new high-thrust rocket engine earlier. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that the test was successful and emphasized that the world will soon witness more. The test consisted of firing the rocket engine while it was held in place on the ground, not powering a missile. The U.S. Secret Service has heightened security efforts after a motorist drove a car up to a White House checkpoint late Saturday and claimed to have had a bomb. Officials say the driver was immediately arrested and the vehicle seized. A Secret Service spokesman said a criminal investigation has been launched. It was not immediately clear whether there was a bomb in the car. President Trump was not in the White House. He is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. This is VOA News. The eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia has canceled this year's celebration of Cinco de Mayo, an event that attracts as many as 15,000 people. Edgar Ramirez, one of the event's organizers, said the unanimous decision by the planners was sad, but was a responsible thing to do because of the severe conditions affecting the immigrant community. Ramirez said the organizers were afraid federal immigration officers would stage a raid on the annual festival in Philadelphia, the country's fifth largest city. Officials say three suicide bombers attacked a village in northeastern Nigeria Saturday, killing four people, wounding eight. Authorities say the bombers, a man and two women, targeted a village. Victor Suko, Borno State Police spokesman, said the bombers detonated the IED strapped to their bodies while running two different directions. Officials say a vigilante and a woman with her two children were among the dead. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the meeting of finance ministers of the G20 countries was a success, despite the ministers not reaching agreement to fully oppose trade protectionism.
During our meetings over the last 2 days, we as a group reaffirmed our commitment to international economic and financial cooperation, a belief in sustainable growth in the world economies, our work to strengthen balanced trade. We discussed important exchange rate policies, the international financial architecture, and a desire for open capital markets.
Citing President Trump's commitment to American companies and workers, Mnuchin pushed back on and effectively omitted a ban on protectionism from the joint statement released at the end of the summit. The European Union's International Development Chief warns President Trump proposed cuts to humanitarian aid will go against the global development goals the U.S. committed in 2015. Nevin Mimica says any cut or withdrawal of funds is counter to the goals adopted at the United Nations.
We shall continue to scale up our role as the strongest global actor in development policy. We need good partners to do it more in a synergy and with the highest possible impact on development needs of the world.
One of the kings of American rock and roll, Chuck Berry, has died at the age of 90. The legendary African-American musician, a native of St. Louis, Missouri, gave his first performance in high school, and since then he pioneered a musical form that has become synonymous with American music. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.